tell us about a time when luck was on your side. You can text us at 218-326-1234. Some live music going on in the listening area. Tomorrow night, Kim Nagler will be at Smoke on the Water in Coleraine at 6. Doyle Turner will be at the Turtle River Chop House in Bemidji, also at 6. And Steve Grillo will be at the Ore House in Gilbert, and that begins at 6 as well. And now it's time to get you back to more from the World Cafe right here on KAXE KBXE.
Welcome one, welcome all. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo, and I know we just changed seasons. So why am I already thinking about summer? Probably because of this awesome new album from Panda Bear of Animal Collective. It's called Sinister Grift. That track is called Fairy Lady, and like I said, I need some suntan lotion. I don't even need the beach. I'll just lie on some asphalt. Things will feel good. Coming up later in the hour, new music from Fontaines DC. It's amazing to be young. You'll hear that. And we'll get into the archives with a track from Vampire Weekend. Is your bed made? Is your sweat dry? That's coming up on today's World Cafe.
This is the set list on KAXE, where we highlight live music around the area for the upcoming week. I'm Malachi Coons. We are looking at March 21st and 22nd, Friday and Saturday this week, with shows in Gilbert, Chisholm, Park Rapids, and Duluth. Starting things off with Mark Joseph this Friday at the Ore House in Gilbert. The singer, guitarist, and Big Woo member is known for his soulful Americana and rootsy rock. The show this Friday will be a tribute to the music of Cat Stevens, with Joseph performing his 1970 album Tea for the Tillerman in full. It's this Friday, 8 p.m. at the Ore House in Gilbert. On Saturday, Morning Bird will be in Chisholm, playing Jim's Sports Club at 6 p.m. Jill Burks and Rob Wheeler have recently added a rhythm section to their folk rock sound, Jim Pietola on drums and Shane Kingsland on bass. This will be their second show with the full band, Morning Bird, this Saturday, 6 o'clock in Chisholm. At 7 on Saturday, Forge North will be at the Armory Arts and Events Center in Park Rapids. Led by singer and songwriter Charlie Wagner, they are a rootsy Americana jam band from Longville with heartfelt songs inspired by the nature of northern Minnesota. Alongside Wagner are multi-instrumentalist Tristan Schultz, pedal steel player Matt Gutzman, and brothers Garrett and Grant Radatz on keys and drums. At the same time, two Grammy Award-winning country artists will be in Duluth at the Amsoil Arena. Dwight Yoakam, who released his first album in 1986 and most recently Brighter Days in 2024, has won praise for his authentic Bakersfield and alt-country sound. Joining him in Duluth are the Mavericks, known for their eclectic style that draws from Tejano, 50s pop, and more, and for the deep voice of lead singer Raul Malo. Dwight Yoakam and the Mavericks in Duluth this Saturday. The set list is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
And hey, it's Stephen Kaleo in for Raina Duris. Her interview with Michelle Zauner coming up in just a few minutes. Plus, later in the hour, we'll get to tracks from the Pixies and new stuff from Sharon Van Etten. But first, here's Peter Gabriel to start us off.
Just listen to the wind. more than this. It's only an uncertainty that we're naked on the...
Welcome one, welcome all. It is World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo, and I have new music from Noah Lennox of Animal Collective to get us started. You might know him by his moniker, Panda Bear. First solo album since 2019. It's called Sinister Grift, and man, this track will accelerate your summertime vibes immediately. Already warmer in here, just hitting play. Song is called Fairy Lady. Check out new stuff from Panda Bear on World Cafe.
Happening. Fall. Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to World Cafe.
If you want a revolution,
1986 and still sounding as vital as ever, it's Prince with Kiss. World Party as well, Private Revolution. We go into the archives next for the first visit from one of the biggest bands in the world, next on World Cafe.
Good afternoon, and thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe on KAXE KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. KAXE KBXE's annual Record Store Day sale is Saturday, April 12th at Rail River Folk School in Bemidji. We're accepting gently loved vinyl donations through March 28th at our studios in either Grand Rapids or Bemidji during business hours. We receive support from Buckhorn on Caribou Lake, featuring 5 handcrafted log cabins in the Chippewa National Forest just north of Grand Rapids, accommodating families and large groups or weekend getaways for couples. Rates and information at buckhornoncaribou.com. ICTV and KAXE hosted a forum for Itasca County Board District 4 candidates Larry Hopkins and Pat Madur ahead of the April 8th special election. Find the forum at watchictv.org or kaxe.org under Itasca Election Guide to learn about the candidates. KAXE has built connections between listeners, community organizations, and local businesses in northern Minnesota since 1976. Consider becoming a business or community sponsor to help KAXE build strong connections now and into the future. Text the word sponsor to 218-326-1234. Thank you. And now back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. It is 2008, and a couple of students from Columbia University have stopped by World Cafe to play some songs for host emeritus David Dye. And boy, was he stoked. Notice that they were a little bit preppy looking, but also not afraid to mix many different musical styles, including South African traditional music. You can hear it all over Vampire Weekend's debut album. Stopping by World Cafe in 2008 to play this one, Cape Cod, Kwasa Kwasa. It's live from the archives on World Cafe.
With a reggaeton Peter Gabriel. But this feels so natural, Peter Gabriel. Can you stay up to see the dawn in the colors of Benetton?
I'm just living for the spirit now. I'm just living for the spirit now. Well, I'm just living for the spirit now. I'm just living, well, I'm just
Revivalist stopped by in August of 23 to play that song Kid, Zach and David acoustic. Revivalist, one of the best live bands you will ever see. Always a good time. And that was recorded, like I said, in August of 23. Vampire Weekend from 2008, Cape Cod, Kwasa Kwasa. We go live from the archives every weekday on World Cafe, but you can visit the archives on demand, worldcafe.org. A little bit of Bruce Springsteen, a little bit of Killers in this. It's Sam Fender, new music, People Watching.
Of the glimmer.
So good. Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out from their self-titled debut. They have a new record and they'll be stopping by World Cafe to play some songs from it. And boy, am I excited. I think they are one of the most underrated rock bands of the last 30 years. Stay close. New music on the way from Fontaines, D.C. on World Cafe.
Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon, and thanks for listening to The World Cafe on KAXE KBXE. My name is Dan Gannon. After Dark is KAXE's new Saturday night program after Green Cheese from 9 to midnight, featuring styles of music outside our normal sound like punk rock, metal, electronic dance music, R&B, hip-hop, and more. This Saturday, our featured host, Garrett, will be playing punk rock. Programming is supported by Grand Dental Center, where Drs. Lisa Johnson, Leanna McBride, and their staff provide full family service dental care for patients of all ages in Grand Rapids and surrounding communities. More information at granddentalcenter.com. We receive support from the state of Minnesota. We'd like to thank the Keg and Cork in downtown Bemidji, an Irish pub serving the area since 1974. Kitchen open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. More at kegbemidji.com. Coming up at 1 o'clock, your volunteer on the river host will be DJ the DJ until 4 o'clock. And tonight from 7 to 10 will be Andrew DeZingle. Now back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Fontaines, D.C. had a great record in 2024 with Romance, and they have a new single in 2025. And the backstory is it was a song that was written in the presence of a newborn child. Carlos from the band had a kid, and they wrote this, saying, "It's amazing to be young. The feeling of hope a child can give is profound and moving, especially for young men like us." Check out new music from Fontaines, D.C. It's amazing to be young.
It's the I'm think less but see it grow. Like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not how to let it go. From a mess to the masses. See it grow like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not how to let it go. From a mess to the masses.
Matt from The National, and you're listening to The World Cafe.
Explain it, oh, any other way.
I always thought it was a trifecta. Talk Talk from Talk Talk off the album The Party's Over. Yeah, there was no Talk Talk there. It's not Bad Company with the song Bad Company from the album Bad Company. Two out of three ain't bad. Someone famous once said that. I'm not going there. We need to leave. We've used all of our time for making witty banter. So I will say we make this program from WXPN proudly at the University of Pennsylvania. And I'm Stephen Kaleo, contributing host. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
I am my own arrow. I am my own hope.
The Head and the Heart have an album coming out in May called Aperture. The band joins us to talk about how this record represents a new phase of their career, including a new record label, a new method of songwriting, and renewed relationships. Plus, they perform live. It's The Head and the Heart on the next World Cafe.
In the wrong place, a mind of my own. It's hard to tell when the bottle's what you rely on.